This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. April 1st is looming for a lot of people who owe rent or mortgage payments, and for those who've lost jobs or customers due to the coronavirus, making those payments could be tough. Now, some lenders are offering forbearance on mortgages, including some protections for renters. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
At the start of the year, mortgage delinquencies were at the lowest level in more than 40 years. But Mike Fratantoni, chief economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association, says that could change fast.
Servicers are already hearing from a number of people who are worried about their ability to make payments going forward.
Mortgage servicers are the companies that collect those payments. The good news? If your mortgage is backed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or the FHA, you may be able to suspend or lower your payments for up to 12 months if you've lost income due to the pandemic. Other lenders may offer similar relief.
So it's not a forgiveness of the debt, it's not a waiving of the debt, but during this time when the crisis is occurring, you don't need to worry about making that mortgage payment if you're really under duress.
The problem is mortgage servicers still have to pay the investors who fund those mortgages. The industry is asking the Fed and Treasury for help covering those payments. Nikitra Bailey with the Center for Responsible Lending says in a global pandemic, helping people stay in their homes is essential.
If we are being asked to remain in place, then it's important for people to actually have a home where they can do that in.
There's help for renters, too. Fannie and Freddie are offering mortgage forbearance to apartment building owners if they agree not to evict tenants facing hardship because of the crisis. Carol Galante with UC Berkeley's Turner Center for Housing Innovation says more renters are at risk than homeowners, partly because they're more likely to be working lower-wage service jobs affected by the shutdown.
So that's terrific for those who live in properties where Fannie Freddie are backing the mortgages. But that is not all renters in the United States by any stretch.
Others, she says, will need direct cash assistance to help stay in their homes. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.